Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Are You Kidding Me? With me, your hostess, Shannon Pollard. I literally have not done this for probably like a month now. I really wanted to. I had work. Literally, they schedule me every Saturday at this time. This is the first weekend I have off, so I decided to do this. Now, the content that I have is written by my father. Shout out to him. Thank you, Dad, for helping me. Because I've had work all this week and school all this week. Thank you for helping out. And I knew you would enjoy this type of thing. So again, thank you. And let's get right into it. First, this topic talks about a PETA ad you may or may not have seen. So this ad features a cow breastfeeding a man. A cow breastfeeding a human man. The animal rights organization, PETA, shared a rather sexual cartoon in an attempt to stop people from drinking cow's milk. Are you kidding me? PETA's latest ad on drinking cow's milk is putting folks in a bit of a mood. That wasn't me, that was my father. Anyway, in a bizarre visual representation, the animal rights organization posted an image of a cartoon cow with human breasts breastfeeding an adult male. I, for one, find it uncomfortable and impossible to turn away from it, much like the train wreck this ad is becoming. PETA then caps it off with the following caption. And this is referring to the cow breastfeeding the man. Quote, "Looks weird, right? It's what you're doing if you're drinking cow's milk," unquote. Hey, PETA, stop it. PETA has countless articles on their website about the effects of milk production on cows. One of PETA's reports notes that cows have an average lifespan of about 20 years and can produce milk for about 8 to 9 years, may have their life shortened when they're involved in factory farming. I never saw a cow in any kind of factory. Where do they get their facts from? I can't. They claim the stress of the farms leads to disease, lameness, lament. I can't read words, and reproductive problems. According to the report, it would leave them worthless to the dairy industry by the time they are 4 or 5 years old. PETA says. By that time, the cows are usually sent for slaughter. PETA, I'm trying to help you. Stop with the quasi. I'm sorry. Stop with the quasi. And then my dad put how to pronounce it. Thank you, because he knew I wasn't going to say it correctly. Kawazi. I said it wrong the first two times. I just noticed kawazi. It says, sexy bovine cartoons breastfeeding a balding man. If you don't believe me, maybe read some of the reactions your cartoon has garnered. But that's a story for another day. Okay. So I'm pretty sure we all can agree that milk comes from cow's udders. And we know those are, you know, the breasts of the cow. That's where the milk comes from. We all know that. I'm hoping it's common knowledge, because like everyone knows that. Everyone knows where milk comes from. No, regular cow's milk comes from a cow, cow's udders. And you know, us as humans, when we were babies, we breastfed. We got our milk from our mothers. Like, they don't want us to drink cow's milk because it's like, oh, you're, you know, I want you to feel weird about this. Like, you're breastfeeding from a cow. Like, first of all, no, not really. You're not, you know, going up to a cow and doing that to it. And second of all, you're just drinking the milk from it. You know, some people, you know, you want milk in your cereal. You want, you know, milk to bake cookies and cakes and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you need milk for things. They didn't have to go as far as putting human breasts on a cow and, you know, having them breastfeed a man. Like, that's weird. That's really weird. Like, they could have gotten their point across in a totally different way. I don't know how, but, you know, there's better ideas than putting breasts on a cow. I can just imagine them sitting in, like, one of the conference rooms, and they're all at the long table, and, like, you know, like, they're just throwing up ideas, like, on the whiteboard and stuff like that, and one guy's like, breasts on a cow, and he's like, write it down, that's what we need. Like, who comes up with this stuff? And it's like, they don't, like, okay, so there's cow's milk, there's goat's milk, there's, you know, almond milk, soy milk, you know, there's different types of milk. So, you know, people can drink what they want to drink. I don't drink milk. I can't drink milk. So I just, you know, don't drink milk. So this really isn't a huge, you know, issue for me. But I do find it incredibly weird and off-putting that this actually exists. Like, they're trying to tell you to pretty much not eat, like, they want you to become vegan. PETA wants you to become vegan. There's nothing wrong with being vegan if you are vegan because you were either raised that way or you want to be that way for health reasons or for religious purposes. Fine. Perfectly fine. Go ahead. No, you do your thing. I won't judge you. You won't judge me. But come on, PETA. Like, this is weird. This is a whole nother, like, level of weird. It's just not right. All right. I'm moving on to my next topic. If it'll load, here we go. Title: Australian court rules farting at someone may not be bullying. The victim said that his former supervisor, who he called Mr. Stinky, would fart around him 5 or 6 times a day. In Melbourne, Australia, Associated Press, an Australian appeals court on Friday dismissed a bullying case brought by an engineer who accused his former supervisor of repeatedly breaking wind towards him. The Victoria State Court of Appeal upheld a Supreme Court judge's ruling that even if engineer David Hinks' allegations were true, flatulence did not necessarily constitute bullying. Oh, I love how my dad makes family jokes in my script that I can't say because it's really weird if other people don't know us. Anyway, Hinks said he would like to take case to the High Court, Australia's final court of appeal. What a biggity, biggity baby. The 56-year-old is seeking $1.8 million, which is $1.3 million in the U.S., for damages from his former Melbourne employer, Construction Engineering. Hey, you work in construction. Suck it up, Buttercup. Like, come on. Hinks testified that he had moved out of a communal office space to avoid Supervisor Greg Schwartz's flatulence. He's running from the farts. Hinks told the court that Short would then enter Hinks' small, windowless office several times a day and break wind. Furthermore, Hinks alleged that Mr. Short would regularly break wind on him or at him, Mr. Short thinking this is to be funny. It's all fun and games until somebody loses an eye or gets pink eye. Or gets some mud in the eye. Ew. FYI, if you fart on me, I'm gonna go Palmyra on ya. Thanks, Dad, for that. Nice, nice. He would fart behind me and walk away. He would do this 5 or 6 times a day, unquote. Hinks said outside court. Probably the only place where he could breathe, I'm sure. Short told the court he did not recall bringing Wynn in Hinks' office. Quote, but I may have done it once or twice, unquote. Oh, my dad just put a funny joke in here, but it may be controversial to other people. Dad, you need to know my guidelines. Our guidelines are totally different, Dad. Hinks also accused Short of being abusive over the phone, using profane language and taunting him. The appeal judges found Hinks, quote, put the issue of Mrs. Schwartz's flatulence to the forefront, quote, of his bullying case, arguing that, quote, flatulence constitutes assault, unquote. Fart fight. Assault? Assault. His farts are attacking you? They're hurting you? Anyway, the court found that Short did not bully or harass Hinks. Hinks had failed to establish that the co-construction engineering had been negligent. Hinks works for construction engineering as a contract administrator from May 8th until April 2009. So it looks like they didn't go through with him wanting to sue the guy for 1.8 million Australian bucks for his alleged fart assault. Imagine like going to the court and they're like, hi, you know, why are you here today? It's like, I've been assaulted. And then they're like, all right, you know, who did it? What, you know, how did they assault you? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he would come into my office and he would fart. And they're like, what? Yeah, he would fart around me and he would fart on me. It's like, really? Like, you could literally have like told this guy to stop and be like, hey, can you not fart, please? Like, literally, like, fart on you. Like, how, if this guy farts on you and you're like, I'm not gonna say anything, like, really? This guy farts on you. Like, any guy would be, you know, any person would be extremely angry if someone just farts on them. He would have to be really close to fart on you. Like, was he sitting on your lap? Was his butt in your face? Like, was y'all's hugging or whatever? Like, really? He farted on you. That's literally what it said right over here. It farted on him. Sir, that means you would have gotten close enough to him or let him get close enough to you to fart on you. That is a very interesting case. I wouldn't let anyone fart on me. I don't want anyone to fart on me. So yeah, I've been talking for about 14 minutes now. I think I'm gonna head over to some music to, you know, slowly get back into the groove of things and make sure I don't stop short at any time, because that would be really bad. Let me get my stuff situated. Alright. Okie dokie, and I'll be back with you guys in a little bit. Yeah. Come on, please me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You got what I want and what I need. Let me hear you say, please. Let me hear you say.
Lollipopping, twerking in some J's, on the dance floor, no problem, the way. tease me, baby. You know what I want and what I need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say. Chata.
hope you guys enjoyed that new music I downloaded on my phone just today. We're not going to talk about how I downloaded it or how I got it. That's safe for a day that I will not talk about. Okay. Next story is titled, can my phone load please? Here we go. Distracted driver turns out to have, are you ready? A 250-pound pig on his lap. This guy should definitely be in Florida. Because a lot of weird stuff happens in Florida. And I'm actually going to mention a few on my story right here. So get ready for a good portion of Florida, man. But this one. A Minnesota sheriff's officer encountered a couple of real road hogs. A driver was pulled over for having trouble remaining in his lane. Turns out, he was operating the vehicle with a 250-pound pig on his lap. Sergeant Jason Foster told Minneapolis news station KMSP-TV. This piggy porter also had a smaller pig with him. Both pigs can be seen in a photo posted to social media by the Chicago County Sheriff's Office. I heard of being distracted while driving due to changing the radio station, dropped a phone, cigarette, drink spilling, dropping your ham on rye, but never having ham on lap. The driver stated that he had the pigs on his lap because he didn't want them to get cold on the journey. Really? Dude, just like turn up the windows or like, you know, turn on the heat, just do something. Like, no, emit all the cold. The sergeant let the driver off with a warning. Jeez, if that was you or me in the Philly area, we might get tased. I'm from the South Jersey, Philly area. There's, you know, a lot of people getting tased by the cops and just getting tased by other people. My uncle got tased by a random guy just in the middle of the street. We know a guy who was tased like on the a football field. My mom almost witnessed a guy get tased in front of our apartment. Like, stuff is crazy over here. When traveling by car with pets, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals generally recommends transporting them in a secure, well-ventilated crates or carriers inside the vehicle. Just saying. Now, I understand if he had, say, the smaller pig on his lap. Like, the smaller pig, maybe, like, you know, like, it's still like a little piglet. It's not heavy, and that's just sitting on your lap. That's a little more understandable. And, of course, they're more prone to getting cold than, of course, the bigger 250-pound pig. But he had the 250-pound pig on his lap. First of all, he's got some strong legs for that. Applaud him. He's got some nice strong legs. Second of all, why couldn't the pig have been in, like, you know, your passenger seat? Or, like, in the back seat where it's, like, you know, the three-seaters and stuff like that. So, where it actually has more room. No, it has to be on your lap so they wouldn't get cold. Wrap the pig up in a blanket. Make a pig in a blanket. That's one thing you could have done. But, no, you didn't want to. And I was left him off. Let him go with a warning. A warning. I've never seen anyone get a warning in, like, you know, my town or like South Jersey, Philly. There's no such thing as a warning, unless, like, you're rushing to the hospital with, like, your pregnant wife. They're a little more understanding on that if they don't really catch you for the rest of the night. They're a little more understanding with that. But never once have I seen a warning. My parents, they don't break the law. But, you know, like, just sometimes, like, they're going a little over the speed limit, and, like, they'll try to get you for anything. The police will try to get you for anything. So that's what they were, you know, like, that's what just they were doing. But, I've never seen a warning, especially for something like that. If the animals were literally distracting him from driving, like he couldn't remain in his own lane because of the pigs. That's more than a warning to me. Like, seriously. Like, okay. Now it's time for some of the best content in the country. That's right, we're going to Florida for these next stories. Florida, best stories ever. I should just have a radio show called, like, Are You Kidding Me? Florida Edition. I could go on for hours. And have you guys seen the Florida Man Challenge where, like, you type in Florida Man and your birthday? Yeah, that one was weird. I can't remember what I got, but I know one of my friends got, man was arrested for stealing, like, mashed potato bowl from Panera or something like that. He stole something from somewhere, which was, like, just, like, food-related, and then later, like, he, like, threw it at the cops and he was running. Like, it's just some weird stuff. Anyway, here's one for those who can't stand their jobs. According to police, a Florida man fakes robbery so he wouldn't have to work at Hardee's. Polk County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the supposed scene and quickly realized the robbery never frickin' happened. According to the Associated Press, Dundee, Florida authorities say a Florida man didn't want to show up for his shift at a Hardee's restaurant. What's the fella to do, I'll tell you. He decided to call 911 and reported that he'd just been robbed. I mean, shoot, my dad can't stand a lot of what he deals with at work. But are you kidding me? Hardee's got that chicken, though. Like, Hardee's got some nice chicken. WFTS-TV reports that 32-year-old Brian Anderson told dispatchers on Tuesday that two gun-carrying men took his necklace, money, and his phone before jumping into a car and driving off. I wonder what phone he used to call 911. Anderson is being charged with misusing the 911 system. No, it's good. And knowingly giving false info to law enforcement. On the bright side, he didn't have to work his 11 a.m. shift. And sticking with the wonderful state of Florida, a Stewart, Florida man. So this man believed he was half man, half dog. Half man, half dog. Associated Press reports a forensic psychologist says a former college student believed he was half man, half dog when he fatally attacked a man and woman at their home and was found biting one of the victim's faces. This is as said as it is strange, normal for Florida, strange for the rest of the world. Investigators say they found Austin Ruff, now 22, biting John Stevens' face while making growling noises on August 5th, 2016. In a doctor's 38-page report, the doctor says the fact that Haruf persisted in biting Stevens I think my dad cut off somewhere and I don't know where it is. Anyway, in the presence of police officers, in spite of threats of being shot, being tased, and receiving multiple kicks to the head. Oh, here we go. Haruf persisted in biting Steven's face in the presence of okie dokie. In the presence of police officers, in spite of threats of being shot, being tased, and receiving multiple kicks to the head. They ghetto stomped him. Jeez. They suggest that Mr. Haruf was actively psychotic. You think? Really? You suggest that he's actively psychotic? You suggest? I know he's highly psychotic. Probably safe to say that this dude's attorneys are preparing for an insanity defense. You still did it. Do the crime, you do the time. Ladies and gents, and that is it from the Florida for this week. Thank you, Florida. You have brought us so many what-in-the-world moments. Of course they're going to pull the insanity defense card. Of course they're going to do that. What else are they going to do? What right do they have for him to be, you know, biting at them and, you know, growling? Of course they're going to pull insanity, but he's not going to get that card. No one's going to believe that. That's so stupid. Like, he literally believes he is half man, half dog. That is just very, 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 very weird to me. You don't do that. Like, no. Like, believe whatever you want to believe. I really don't care. I don't want to get involved with this situation. Be like, yeah, I'm half man, half dog. I'm like, all right, goodbye, sir. Have fun with the rest of your day. Please don't bite me. Like, what makes you think? Do you have rabies, sir? Did you not get your rabies shot before? Excuse me? And I'm thinking, like, what do his parents think? Because he's a college student. He's, you know, he's either between my age or, like, you know, the senior's age, between, like, 18 and, like, what, like, 22, 18 and 22? Like, that is just insane. How do you just, no, that's weird, no. All right, next one, and then we'll go on another music break. Prison guard smells a rat and finds that the rodent is stuffed with drugs. Los tragos. The rats were stuffed with five cell phones and five chargers, three SIM cards, cigarette papers, and a large amount of drugs, including the dun 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 marijuanas. In London on March 25th, Reuters reported that suspected organized criminals have been stuffing dead rats with drugs and cash and throwing them over prison walls in order to get the contraband to inmates. So they've been catching rats, stuffing them with whatever. They're still living, probably in a lot of pain, and they're just, like, yeeting them over the wall of the prison, and no one has caught them. Guards at Guy's Marsh prison in Duray, Southwest England, grew suspicious when they found the bodies of three rats with long stitches along the stomachs, officials said. Britain's prisons minister, Rory Stewart, said, "This find shows the extraordinary lengths to which criminals will go to smuggling drugs into prison, and underlines why our work to improve security is so important. In the past, criminals have tried to use tennis balls, pigeons, and even drones to bring contraband into prisons." Hey, you're in prison because you messed up. Now just knock it off. Like, there's people, it seems like when reading this, it seems like there's people on the outside. There's people on the outside that's throwing stuff to them. And then with, you know, with the stuffed rats and everything. That's what it sounds like to me, because they obviously can't be in prison, have the stuff, and just stuff the rats anyway, unless they want to, like, take it to one another, then that's another option. But to get it into the prison, they would need people on the outside to do it. They need people on the outside to bring, you know, the drugs and the SD cards and the phone chargers in. You know, like, that, there's more criminals on the outside still doing this stuff than the ones on the inside. you know? And we all know, like, none of them are gonna snitch on, you know, the other person at all, because, you know, it's the thing, you don't snitch. You don't snitch on other people. You don't snitch on the people who's helping you, you know? That just, I still just find it weird that they're like, oh, we found these rats with, you know, three long, you know, stitches. Like, if they didn't find the dead bodies of the rats with the long stitches on them, would they just be like, oh, it's another rat. It's another rat. It's fine. It's just throw it somewhere. Chuck it back over the fence. It's fine. It's fine. It's just another rat. It's fine. Like, no. No. No, thank you. I know it's a prison. It's not supposed to be glamorous, but at least be clean. Be clean with it. You know, health is good, because then you don't want to be the problem of, like starting the Black Plague again or whatever, you know? You don't want to be, you know, the reason for, like, other inmates to die or whatever, because they're getting, like, you know, diseases from the rats, or they're getting, like, fleas from the rats or whatever, you know, other diseases they bring in. They could even bring in ticks, and then you gotta, you know, go through that whole process of, you know, cleaning everyone's stuff, and you don't want to do that. We just got from one topic of, you know, drugs being sent into prisons to me being concerned about, you know, the health and the wellness of the prison itself. Anyway, we're gonna go to another segment of music, another strong section of music, and then two more stories, and then I'll finish out with some music. All right, I'll see you guys in a little bit. I just want to apologize for how loud that was. I didn't realize how loud that was. Rest in peace to any headphone earbud users. I'm sorry.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. For you,
yeah,
don't complicate it,
yeah,
'cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And
looking for you.
Get into you.
Welcome back. We're just gonna get right into it because I only have 12 minutes left. I want to finish out on maybe one last song, so let's get right into it. Judge orders man not to drink Pepsi while on probation. Bummer. Guess we'll be switching to Coke then. The defendant will not be able to drink Pepsi for 4 years, according to the ruling. Wailuku Hawaii, AP, a Hawaii man, has been ordered not to drink his favorite soft drink during his years of probation for a car theft conviction. Are you kidding me? The Maui News reported Saturday Judge Rhonda Liu imposed a restriction while sentencing 21-year-old Christopher Montiliano Jr. Montiliano lied to the police when he was arrested with the car in Maui last June. Fool, you got caught with a dang car. Montiliano told officers that his cousin, it's always a cousin, had allowed him to drive the car and that he was just on his way to buy soft drinks. The judge then issued the order for him not to drink Pepsi for 4 years after he told her it was his favorite soft drink. Excuse me? It's the Pepsi deprivation syndrome, she said. Again, I ask, excuse me? Montiliano spent 7 days in jail following his arrest. During that time, he learned the importance of complying with the law. Defense attorney Josh James said in court, he also found the joys of substituting alcohol for Pepsi. I'm not going to steal cars anymore, Montiliano told the judge. I don't want to be in jail no more. Maybe spend some time in a grammar class or two. Judge Liu also sends Montiliano to 100 hours of community service and $100 fine. Oh my god, please, I'll pay double the fine just to not have to serve community service. Unless, of course, I can pick the service. My kind of punishment. Montiliano had pleaded no contest to charges of unauthorization control of a propelled vehicle and driving without a license. Well, at least he had the smarts to plead guilty, caught red-handed, and just admitted, we know you did it. And again, my dad has a joke that's very controversial, and I cannot say it. Alright. And very last story, but now he can't drink Pepsi for 4 years. What if he's, like, in his home? No, there's no cameras. He's in his home, and he's like, Ayo, cuz. Give me a can of Pepsi. I need Pepsi. And he's like, bro, no, like, the judge said, like, you can't have Pepsi. It's a Pepsi deprivation syndrome. And he's like, dude, just get me a Coke. Not a Coke, sorry. Pepsi, just give me a Pepsi. And he just turns into, like, I need it. I need a Pepsi. I need it. And they're like, what the heck is a Pepsi deprivation syndrome? I've heard of, like caffeine deprivation. Like, you haven't had, you know, enough caffeine, so you kind of get, like, you know, reliable on that. Like, that's one thing, like, caffeine withdrawal, but, like, Pepsi withdrawal, I don't think that's a real thing. Like, geez, like, if I got caught doing this, it's like, oh, 100 hours of community service, all right, I did over 100 hours in high school, it's like $100, okay, that's, you know, like, a lot for me. Obviously, I'm a college student, but, like, you know, $100, not that bad. And it's like, give up Pepsi. I'll be like, okay. Okay, like, first of all, I don't understand why Pepsi. Like, I understand it's his favorite drink, so he can't have his favorite drink anymore. Like, boom, that's your punishment. He could still get Pepsi from somebody else. Like, that's not going to stop him, you know? Last story. No, drunk driver. Spraying Axe body spray in your mouth will not fool the police. In an apparent bid to mask the odor of booze on his breath, a suspected drunk driver was spraying Axe body spray in his mouth when approached by a South Carolina cop, according to an arrest report. A car driven by Efren Mencia Ramirez, who is 49, he was pulled over Saturday afternoon when a Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office deputy spotted the vehicle speeding and swerving. Upon approaching the automobile, the deputy noticed that Monica Ramirez and his passenger were surrounded by empty Corona Extra beer cans. Mencia Ramirez, the Mencia Ramirez, the cop added, was also spraying Axe body spray in his mouth to cover the smell of alcohol on his breath. Mencia Ramirez, who reeked of booze, was arrested after failing a series of field sobriety tests. His blood alcohol content, or his BAC, was registered at nearly twice the legal limit. Seen above, you'll see a picture of Mencia Ramirez, and he was obviously charged with drunk driving, driving without a license, driving without insurance, and carrying an open container of alcohol. He is currently being held in the county jail. How? Okay. Nothing will hide the smell of alcohol on your breath or the alcohol in your car. Obviously, you've been drinking alcohol. You've been swerving. There's no, you know, there's bottles in your car. Obvious sign you were drinking. Spraying Axe body spray in your mouth won't take away from your blood alcohol content or sober you up. They're not going to be like, let me smell your breath. Oh, you're fine. Okay, go. That's just not how it works. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All right. Now we're just going to go in for one last song. I just have to pick it. I don't really know which one I want right now. I think I'll go with an older song. So I'll see you guys after this song. That concludes this segment of Are You Kidding Me? With me, Shannon Pollard. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment this time after me not doing it for so long. I'm sorry for that very loud beginning of Ariana Grande's Break Up With Your Boyfriend or Break Up With Your Girlfriend. I didn't realize how loud it was. Again, sorry to headphone users. And I'll see you guys another time. Bye-bye.